My question was first, does everyone know what grieve means? What does grieve really mean? Well, my reading of it is to make sad. To really make the Spirit of God sad. And that's my understanding of it. You know, there may be other thoughts. And we talk about being kind one to another. Before I get to there, by the way, Tim, I just wanted to bring up some other things quickly. James chapter 3. Okay, this came up a few years ago. James chapter 3. I'm going to read a few verses there. If you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual or natural, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. When I read this a few years ago, I wonder, and others can correct me on this, I wonder, at the core of almost all of our problems, all the disputes, most of those problems, I wonder if I can be too simplistic to say it's probably envy or self-seeking. That could be at the core, real bottom line of some of our problems, envy and self-seeking. And as it said before, that is demonic. But the wisdom that is from above, this is what we want. It's pure, peaceable, gentle, and so on. So that's just a thought that just I felt was really important. Envy and self-seeking, we need to judge that. So going on in back in Ephesians chapter 5, it points out, be kind, verse about being kind to one another, forgiving one another. That's another big one that we might want to mention. We talk about the cross. One of the first things, if not the first thing the Lord Jesus said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I need to drink that in. That's where I'm talking about, going back to learning from Him. I'm not intellectual. It's just simply, I need to learn from Him that was His approach at a time when people were, not just people were treating Him in the worst way possible, and He forgave them. Forgiving. How often we have, one of the major snares in unity is an unforgiving spirit. That's a major snare in terms of unity. Going on to chapter 5, therefore, be imitators of God as their children and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and giving himself for us. See, interesting, again, to go back to the cross. You go back to the cross because that, again, if we are really at the feet of the Lord Jesus and really drinking in what he did at the cross, that's what it's all about. Because it starts there. Others can maybe.
So we only have like 5 minutes. So I'd like to really try to bring this down to right where we live in dealing with one another. And one of the keys is, you know, I can never, I remember somebody said, I can never forgive that person. But the standard here is given to us twice. The standard of forgiveness, even as we've been forgiven. So it's not a choice. It's a command. And so it's not about feeling. It's about obedience. And so that's the first thing. And then, so how do we implement that? And okay, so we have a problem between you and somebody else. And you're trying to be obedient to Scripture. And you go to that brother or you go to that sister, right? Because that's what Scripture says. Matthew 18, Matthew 5, they both tell us to go to that person. So you go to that person. And now you're sitting with them and you're trying to talk with them about the problem. What are some key features or some key things that we can do that will help us in dealing with the problem? If I go to that person all hot and steamy, guess what? I'm not going to get too far. But if I've prayed about the situation first and I've humbled myself in the presence of the Lord, and then as I go to that person and I tell them, look, I sense there's a difficulty between us. Could you tell me what I've done? And then that's a whole different. And going back to James where Brother Sam had us, if I could just read a verse out of James 1. It says in James 1, verse 19, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Swift to hear. Swift to hear. And I think this is one of the key features of peacemaking. This is one of the key features of expressing unity with one another. That we listen not only with our ears. You know, I listen with my eyes. When I'm listening to you, am I looking somewhere else? I listen with my head. I listen with my brain. Am I listening to you and formulating what I'm going to say? Because I've heard the first three words that you said, and now I'm formulating a defense. That's not listening. And then I listen by asking questions. This is what I think I've heard you say. You tell me if I'm wrong. But this is what I think I've heard you say. So you're clarifying, right? You listen by body language. What's that tell you? I'm exasperated with you and I'm just about done with this conversation. That's what it's telling you. And so I listen with body language. And so there's more. But these things are so important that we be slow, swift to hear. So how am I hearing my brothers and sisters? And there's much more we could say about this, but I just want us to see that when we go to one another, how do we go? Do we go, I'm going to teach you? Or do we go, look, I think I've offended you and I just need to tell you, I'm sorry. Could you find it in your heart to forgive me? I tell you, when you go with that attitude, and maybe they'll say no. I'm not ready yet. Okay. That's fine. I just want you to know I'm really sorry. And leave it with that.